There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wow. Nice edit right there, boys. Look, NFL trade deadline right now, that's it. No more. We get any big trades? Of course, we'll update you. But the Lions got arguably the most impactful one of the day. You're the only NFC team who really got better. I think you're winning the Super Bowl. You want to hear more of it, Odyssey.com Rewind. We'll get back to it at 5. We are going to get some college football. But David, 2 minutes in a four-hour show. I am obsessed with this story. Like, during commercial breaks, I try to read newspapers. I try to read some articles. I can't get enough of these trigger spaces.
Oh,
for idiot college students.
I thought it was a story I told you.
It's unbelievable. You got to listen to this. This is unbelievable to me. But what are we doing to the youth of this country? So we were talking about how Georgetown has set up if you're upset about the election, we have special little, napping pods for you. This is Georgetown. This is an elite university. University of Puget Sound. Pupils are given option for seeking refuge, not only on election day, but all week long. Quote, students can pop into the campus lobby and enjoy some cupcakes on their way to the campus rotunda to let their minds wander in a walkable labyrinth featuring calming lighting and music. And those who still don't feel like they've received their adequate piece can partake in relaxing arts and crafts. Oh, my dear effing God. For students who haven't shaken off the election day willies by Thursday, the school's offering a post-election processing space where students can create collages and journal using self-care writing prompts. I swear to God, if I ran a business, I would find out every person who visited one of these and I'd never hire them. You are incapable of being an adult.
It's a lot better than my story, so you win.
What's your story?
What I share with you.
No. Mine is at least lighthearted.
You know what? Listen tomorrow for Heather in the News. You'll hear the
story. It'll be there. David, serious question. As a parent, when you hear stuff like this, what happens in... Now, how old's your oldest?
My oldest is 14.
That's the bad seed.
He's not bad.
Yeah. He's
Stop
the bad
it.
One, right?
Mm-hmm. Stop
right, so
it.
4 or 5 years from now, he will be in college. What take me through this as a parent. I look at it as an uncle. If my niece or nephew needed a election processing space, Uncle Mike would laugh in their face.
See, that's what I'm saying.
And that, maybe I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Little Paul Sorvino.
Yeah. Little meatball. I love that little guy. He's a good kid, man.
I get it.
Little meatball. The meats.
Like, mental health and your mental space and your mental... It's a real thing, but for the election, you need a space to separate your... No. It's not affecting your go
a
back to school.
Rotunda.
No.
What should they give Giant fans at MetLife?
But what kind of cupcakes?
I mean, what are you doing?
What kind?
It's buttercream.
I mean, like, Kenny, you didn't graduate from school that long ago. It's not, Kenny, think about this. What when you hear this, can you imagine your time at OU? Honestly, oh my God, the election. It says, oh my God, I need a processing space.
Honestly, with the way that school was going in the direction of some of the curriculum, I could actually picture that. That's not unfeasible to me to see that happening. Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of these at other schools. Why? This is just the beginning of this.
Why?
I don't know. This isn't me that needs these.
What should LCA offer for Piston fans who are emotionally bereft after 15 years of no playoff win?
Hey, we've won some games this year, man.
We just beat LeBron.
It's a good win for them.
It was.
I was waiting for the collapse. Am I a bad person? It was fourth quarter, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. How about this one?
Uh-oh.
New York City private, you know, this is a very expensive school if you look this up. The Ethical Culture Fieldstein School in Manhattan. They're allowing any students who become emotionally distressed over the election to skip school Wednesday. Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You got to still live life, man.
No, I mean, but a lot of people are spending a lot of money into the mental health, so that's where they're
but
going
with
But I
get that,
this.
But for the election, you still got to live life. You still got to do things.
You need to take a 20-second time
out. So do you not go to the grocery store? You're just not going to eat anymore?
Boy, I can really feel I may be bothered. I can't do radio tomorrow. Welcome to real life. Get out of bed and go to work.
I had to watch Campy for 4 years. I deserve one of those damn things.
Okay, you know what? You don't get to complain. You saw Kentucky victory.
Yeah, about 10 years too late.
Kenny actually got a Jack Golke tattoo. No, I wonder what parents out there think when they hear or read things like this. And it's like, wait, so if I'm a good parent, am I going to be vilified now for instilling a level of maturity in my child? The ability to deal with adversity? I mean, look, it's a perfect bridge to what we're going to talk about with college football. We just talked earlier about Jermaine Burton with the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. These kids aren't even coached anymore. They're coddled. So now you're seeing it in the college landscape. The minute things don't go right, think about the fact, and this is not anti-Rico. I am saying he's right. It's disgusting he's right. Oh, well, if Team B loses, business decisions are going to get made. Wait, so you just hoe out your teammates? Mm-hmm. You just hoe out the place that paid you, just not going to play the rest of November because, things didn't go my way? Mm-hmm. Like, how does the NFL even process it? I'd look at a kid who opted out because their team lost a couple of games, and I'd be like, I don't want you.
It's amazing where it's evolved from where you left a bowl game because you're preparing for the NFL draft to now, oh, I'm sorry, our season's done. 4 weeks left, I'm out.
You talk about Ole Miss. If Ole Miss loses, okay, they lose this weekend to Georgia, and they have opt-outs from their high profile, and again, that's a team built in the portal. That means they're skipping out on the last month of the season and their keynote rivalry game, the Egg Bowl, which is a big-time rivalry against Mississippi State. And then you sit there, and it's like the same fans that are paying these idiot salaries for these kids, and then those kids opt out because what? You didn't get to have it your way? Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
It is.
I'm not yelling at the situation.
I understand. It still boils down to, I really wish before all of this happened that the rules and the guidelines were put in place first. And then you would know, okay, you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do this. Because it comes across as, well, you don't want people to make money. I absolutely do. But you got to do it the right way. You have to be able to say, okay, if you're going to get paid like a job, then you have to do your job. You can't just say, I'm out. And if you do, you forfeit the remainder of the money if you opt out of the season. That to me seems fair. Instead of, well, I'm going to quit after 6 weeks because we are no longer any good, but pay me my entire salary.
I'm sorry. Last one, and then I'll move on. I can't get enough. In the suites that'll be open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. today, students will be treated to goodies that wouldn't be out of place at a birthday party, including a Lego station, coloring books, and even milk and cookies. These are college students. You're old enough to go to war.
But if you notice the theme, Mike, it's going back to childhood, because in your childhood, for a lot of these students,
You experienced no adversity. Mommy and daddy took care of everything for you. You always won. You always got a trophy. Everything was awesome.
It's weak.
David, but I mean, think about all the food that they're saying, hey, go back to kinder times when you were a child and things look, here's some cupcakes and
Go back to the most peaceful time in your life when you laid in your onesie and bleeped yourself. Maybe perhaps the school will come and change you.
You know what?
And wipe your boo-boo.
Keep reading. There's probably a school doing
honestly,
that.
I'm sorry. To everyone in Metro Detroit, I deeply apologize.
The University of Vermont is offering onesies.
Right, and a diaper. Hey, want to bleep yourself in a lecture you find boring? No problem. The teacher's aide will be right over. Good God, man. We are seriously heading for idiocracy. That's insane. And if I were a parent, I'd be insulted. I also would probably be viewed as a Viking.
No.
I would never.
Okay, no. The second part is true. You would be that guy because all the parents are not insulted, Mike. They created these monsters. Parents did this. Kids didn't know any better. The parents did this by saying, everything's under, I'll take care of it. Hey, Dave, not you, David, but
very quiet because there's one of these stress suites at Greater Life.
No, it's
not. Did you not enjoy Corinthians?
No. There's a plate of stress suite cubicle we had back there.
I know you're not saying me, but it upsets me that my kid is in high school and he goes to school with these soft individuals that are like this.
Because, David, growing up, if I got in trouble, it wasn't if my father had to come to school.
Thank you.
He immediately would look at the teacher and the principal. What did my child do? Nowadays, it's, well, what did you do to my child? Oh. Did you trigger them? You know, did you say the safe word? And then did you make them feel comfortable? Man, my old man had to leave work? Please.
Do I?
Would beg. I will clean every room. I will do whatever.
I'd be better off.
Do not make this phone call.
I would be better off faking my own death
than
going home.
Yes.
And there was no my side of the story.
Nope.
But from the teachers in my life, I could share stories your head would explode. I won't do that now. But I know my teachers that are out there listening in our audience, they're nodding in agreement.
Bruh.
But you and I were raised the same way. Oh, if mom and dad got involved, this wasn't a court of law. There was no objection. And it would be immediately overruled. I was dead.
Well, I don't know about you, Mike. In grade school, principal's office, there was a paddle on the wall. Let's just say it wasn't there for decoration. Pretty much. You could plead your case, and at the end of every case was always, all right, you get three.
Every case was North Korea.
Right.
You were still going to get killed by artillery.
Right. You get three. Come on.
All right. That's all. I'm sorry in a four-hour show.
That's
but
when I found out what old man strength was.
It's a great note. It's a great note, man. That's why BYU wins. Yeah. All 30 with a mortgage.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, I promise you we'll land the plane. We'll get back to the NFL at 5. Lions get Za'Darius Smith. Great move. None of your competing teams. I don't consider the Commanders to be a Super Bowl caliber team. If you want to say they got better with Marshawn Lattimore, I'm not mad. But the Eagles primarily, the Packers, they didn't make moves. Not that have been released to the media yet, and the deadline's done. So we'll keep an eye on it. But David, you've got a lot of ticket techs from what I just brought up. And then I do want to bring this back to where we were originally going to go, which is I gave you guys a little bit of a homework assignment. And look, for you guys, the fans out there of college football, and certainly college basketball, but college football primarily, I just want to know if what Rico and David are about to tell you has an impact not only on your viewing, but your spending habits. We're going to talk about it. David, go ahead.
I agree with you, Mike and Rico. These parents and school administrators have lost their minds. I have five kids and would never accept that as a thing that they are allowed to do. You could be mad at my generation for these safe spaces in college, but it's your generation that spoiled and babied us.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. No, and that's what I said. The parents wanted to make sure that they had a better life than I did, and they just overdid it and never let them ever experience anything bad. Because you got to fall down, it builds character. And instead, you kept moving the goalposts. No, try again. At some point, you just got to say, son, you failed, okay? Next year.
These kids are not going to be employable. Not prepared for the real world at all. I would not hire them.
No, it's they wouldn't last a day. I mean, and whether it's, just forget it. I don't even want to go down this road. Just unemployable.
My cousin and I were born the same year, 1989. I went to the Marine Corps and she went to college. She ranted on social media about if her candidate doesn't win, she'll have to never leave her house again. Oh, she's soft, and I can't believe we are considered peers.
Yeah, I also love the people who say if their candidate doesn't win, they're leaving the country. I'm still waiting for you to leave.
That never happens.
I'm leaving. Okay, when? And where do I send your stuff?
Okay, sure. You know what? I'll buy your car and your house.
This is the greatest country in the world, no matter who's in office. You don't want to live anywhere else.
Bye-bye, Le'Veon. Mike Rico, you are 100% right. These are weak-minded kids. If the election is so traumatic, then you shouldn't be allowed to vote to protect.
Oh, man, you're so triggered. You need Legos and brownies. Good heavens.
Well, someone says it starts in high school exam week. They have crayons and coloring books and fluffy chairs and a therapy dog.
Now we're going to go to a different place now. Don't get me started with the effing animals on the airplanes. Now, I admit I fly a lot, but I'm getting tired of it. That was not a thing. And I don't want to hear about, please, I know you don't need that dog on this plane. You're a liar.
What about the people with high anxiety?
That's what I mean. A service dog's a service dog. You're not Ray Charles, and you don't need that dog on this plane. Right. Ridiculous.
I'm afraid to fly.
Drive. Then drive. I'm sorry. You know what? Stop. Right now, do the topic.
Mike.
I'm spiraling.
Mike, we have some brownies out there.
I hate you.
We need you to calm down.
Whatever happened to just a good sledgehammer into some inanimate object? No. That makes me feel much better.
No, we ordered some pizza straight from New York.
Oh, thank you.
Go out there and you enjoy yourself.
Let's do the topic. I have a question. Because we did a college, the little ranking deal. And we openly are talking about players, if they lose, they're going to sit out. And it's, I don't have the ability to be passionate. And it's a struggle because the NIL thing in what I sent you guys, I want you guys on a personal level to extract the most offensive thing you read in the article, which is essentially, hey, the schools are making a bleep load of money, but we're passing the savings on to you to pay these players. And Rico and I have said this. I just don't know anyone in my sphere. And it doesn't matter whether you'd be a $100 a year, $1,000 a year, or certain people in my life who if they wanted to drop a million, they could. No one is doing NIL. It is universally mocked. It is something you are better rolling your money into a cigar and smoking it than you are doing NIL. There is no ROI. And now, if kids want to extort you 3 weeks later for a better contract from Paducah State, they can do it. So when you read what some schools are starting to do in the name of NIL, I want you and David and Kenny to come to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see what you found most offensive, and does it impact A, how you feel about the sport, or B,
your viewing habits or your spending habits if you are a ticket holder.
Yeah, I'll go first, guys. For me, I think what I saw was, and I like to term it, this is the college version of the stadium grift. Meaning, you have super billionaire owner who says, hey, guys, I really like to stay here in your city, but I need a new stadium, but I'm a little short on funds. So can you, the voters, please just either give this to me tax-free or just help me pay for it? That's what's happening now, because you're seeing that the schools, especially locally, Michigan State, we're going to tack on extra expenses to your ticket. And now it's even moving over. And now I'm going to set David up like Chris Paul with an alley-oop. They're even saying maybe we add it to the tuition. David, the floor is yours.
That is where I found the problem. Because right now in this article, it said that Clemson, they want to raise $7 to $8 million. So they want to add just $150, which is called an athletic fee, per semester to tuition. But I know that's just the beginning. It's going to increase year after year. And what I see is the future of what my household looks like. In 4 years, you talked about it, we were talking earlier. 4 years, I'm going to have a son in college. So now you're asking me to pay on top of probably $55,000 or whatever tuition is at what university he wants to go to. Now you're adding this fee that I have no choice over. I can't say no to. That's the problem.
Hey, man, those cupcakes ain't cheap.
But, guys, it's the principle.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Of course,
yes. How dare you? Now, if you want to add it to the cost of the ticket, well, that's a decision you have to make, that I'm supporting the program. Mm-hmm. And, okay, fine. You start adding it to that, or you start adding to concession prices. I mean, everything in that article is real, guys.
See, what really gets me is we're not addressing the biggest thing. You are making a ton of TV money.
Where's it going?
It's almost like the lottery in the state. Oh, it goes to here. Where? To the schools. How much? Because most teachers I know are crying broke. Where's the money going? Hundreds of millions of dollars. And think about this. If you just took 10%, David, if they tithe the money, just 10%, you would have $10 million as a little, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can spend it on whoever you want, buy new stadiums, new players, whatever. It doesn't come out of students, season ticket holders, no one. And if the kids walk away, wasn't your money, it was the TV money. It didn't hurt you.
But if you're a ticket holder or you have tickets you've pondered leaving, when you hear that you may be upcharged to support NIL, or it may be on tuition, or it may be on concessions, what is your viewpoint? Look, I'm out of the season ticket game. I left a long time ago because MSU doesn't know how to treat their fans. But let's say you're a Michigan fan. Look, the products at both schools are terrible this year. And when you look at it and you go, wait, this is what might happen next? Kenny, when you read it, what was your initial take?
My initial take was from the ticket holder perspective, going, what is this TV money going for? What is this for? What is this money for? You're upcharging me. You're making money hand over fist with these deals. Why am I being charged so that you can run a program that I want to see? That's what bothers me the most as a potential
ticket
holder.
And my biggest thing is this, and I know we're up against it. I'll just say it plain. I've arrived at a point where I don't think 90% of these players deserve a penny. And I'm all for players getting paid, but the reality is 90% of college football players aren't worth the jersey they wear. Oh, sure, there's 10% that are difference makers. Mm-hmm. A Trey Harris at Ole Miss, a Carson Beck at Georgia.
You know what they're called? Future NFL players.
Yeah, Travis Hunter. But the reality is 90% of these guys aren't really worth their scholarship. Oh, and now these are the same players. Look, I got news for you. If you don't think your favorite team, Michigan or Michigan State, has got a guy making six figures who's a backup, you're sadly mistaken. The horse has left the stall here. And it's just, as Rico put it, it's the new stadium grift. It was a great piece. It was by the AP. And I'm just like, wait till David sees this tuition. All right, David, we'll do the ticket text, get to some football, and then we are back to the Lions at 5 o'clock. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything, and it's simple. You get to Darius Smith. I think we're back on track. I think you're winning the Super Bowl. No reason to hide from it. Don't need to. It's what I believe in my heart. David, what do you got, bud?
Everyone clamored for college athletes to get paid, and now we are footing the bill. I cannot stand the way in what this has become.
Yeah, and it's made me watch the game differently because, frankly, like now, I used to always say, and I mean this, like I always used to think, you know what, it's pretty classless deal to boo college players, right? Like, I mean, come on, man. Now it's like, to hell with it. Anything short of throwing garbage at them, like, what? Oh, little Johnny's making $500,000 a year. Well, too bad. Welcome to the real world, John. It ain't Johnny no more. You got paid $500,000 to go out there and be mediocre, John.
And admission is more because of that. You're going to have fans absolutely losing it.
I'm saying this. This is not an anti-Rico. This is not even us joking about. I'm being serious with you. I think this sport is killing itself. Totally destroying itself. Because you can say, well, it'll be the NFL light. The problem is you're catering to different people with college than you are the pros.
And the problem is the NFL has a structure that they have rules on top of rules on top of rules.
Collectively bargained agreement.
This is, you want, you're half wet. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do this or not. I want them to have their freedom, but I also want them to make their money. No, you have to pick a side. So I haven't reached a point like you when I'm watching the game that I'm sitting there saying, make the tackle because you're making X amount of money. I'm just saying, make the tackle and quit sucking.
It just feels like they're making it up as they go. You know, and Kenny, when you say the NFL has a structure, this is the opposite of a structure.
That was the problem, that I was all for this, but I said, if you don't, I would have rather them took a year and just come up with rules and say, next year, we're going to allow this, but you have the rules in place, because now it's truly, you make it up as you go along. Schools can push the boundary, step over the line, and what's the punishment? Because there's no rules.
The other problem I have is it's become a very convenient little 3x5 index card talking point for people. Oh, well, if it was structured, the people would still cheat anyway. Guys, newsflash. When you're talking about this Bryce Underwood kid in Belleville, who's allegedly a fabulous prospect, been committed to LSU, Michigan's making a run. When we're starting to talk $3, $4, $5, $6 million, let me help you with something. That level of money was never, is not now, and would never be under the table. The only way you can move that sum of money is in broad daylight. There is no way you can shadow operation that.
Not enough, big enough McDonald's bag for that one?
Not even for Tennessee.
But wait, what about the duffel bag like Ricky Rowe on it?
Blue Chips, great movie. Great movie.
I already pay $300 per seat PSL in Spartan Stadium. Take this fee and shove it.
Well, I think the thing, honestly, you get to a point where you start to go, wait a second, what am I actually paying for? I mean, think about the vast majority of schools that are now also RANs. What are you paying for? Did the prices go down when your school decided that they couldn't or wouldn't execute real NIL? No. In fact, the prices probably went up. It's remarkable. And look, all I'm saying is, if it's not for doing cash the ticket and betting on some games, no, there's really no emotional tie. I said this to Rico the other day. I said, look, I've known Rico for over 15 years, guys. And for a long time, we would watch damn near every state road game together, okay? If I said to Rico 5 years ago, I turned off the state game and didn't bother, he'd be like, blink twice if you're okay. Do they have a gun to your head? Now, it's easy for me. I don't care. Because I don't even view these people as Spartans. And I'm not speaking for Wolverines. This is me. You know what these guys are? They're guys in Halloween costumes. Dressed up as Spartans. They're not. They have nothing to do with Michigan State football. Because they just got here. If it doesn't go to their liking, they're leaving. They don't know anything about the school. I'd be shocked if they're going to class. And they'll be gone next year. You know what's going to happen? It'll be bring your son to work day 2.0. 30 new costume artists show up.
See, the thing is, college football was exempt because college basketball has been this way for the longest with the one and done. That every year was a brand new year. You could be a Final Four team this year and absolute garbage the next year.
Kentucky going to the NIT and losing to Robert Morris.
Right. So that was college hoops.
Yeah.
And now it's coming to college football where I now view this Michigan State team as this year's team. Next year's team, I'll see in the spring. And I'll say, oh, okay, maybe this team can do something or not.
Can I correct you? You'll see them in the fall. Because you can see a different team from spring to fall.
Oh, yeah. MSU lost both their all-conference D tackles in spring ball after we had paid them. Okay, no, he's not wrong, David. I'm just saying, in this instance, it's such a laugh factory. Okay. I can't be asked to care.
When Big Ten Media Day comes out, I will know. Okay, this is the team.
No, really. Is this the team?
Until four games into the season that somebody opts out.
I want Rico to be like a bouncer at a nightclub in the tunnel for the kickoff. Let me see some ID, son.
Hold on. Okay.
So you're here?
Yeah.
You're here now?
Yeah.
But look, we've even seen it. Like you mentioned Louisville earlier. Now, they just went and dropped a bomb on Clemson. Louisville lost their best receiver 10 minutes before kickoff on a Friday night at BC 2 weeks ago. Their best receiver. I won't play no more. I want to preserve my red shirt. That's not how this works. You don't get to make that call. Sorry. I get heated about it because, I have no problem.
No. I like the passion, Mike, because like deep down, you still care.
Because, I'm fine. You give them the scholarship and you tell me, hey, you want to hand every player $25,000. Man, $25,000, I would have felt like Rick Ross. $25,000 at age 18, are you kidding me?
See, I think that's where it was initially supposed to be, but then it just...
Millions of dollars? Like, no disrespect. I don't know Bryce Underwood from a hole in the wall. Whether he goes to LSU or Michigan, whatever, man. I'm not mad at either school doing what they're doing. Step back a minute, and I want you to think about this. What player who has never taken a college snap should ever be paid $3-5 million.
And I would say this. I like Bryce Underwood. I've seen him play. I think he's going to be good. But go look at the top 10 quarterbacks coming out of high school every year and tell me which ones actually did something.
Okay, yeah. I'm not mad.
So think about
Bryce, if you're out there, get as much as you can. Right. I ain't mad at you. I'm saying on a principal level as a fan, how can a guy, I don't care, a guy could be a highly successful lawyer bringing his two kids to Michigan on a Saturday, and you got to explain to the kids that this 18-year-old who's got his helmet on backwards is making $6 million.
Think about this.
That's insane.
David, you see how angry Michigan State people are over Aiden Childs. Multiply that by three. That's where you and your fan base will be next year.
Right.
If Bryce Underwood and by week six, he's thrown 13 interceptions seven touchdowns.
You're right. Or better yet, why is he not playing? Or better yet, can you bench him? Because if you do, you will have NIL collective to deal with, an angry player, family, and agent, which don't even get me started on that. I may as well be an agent. What credentials do you need? Oh, I'm now the new representative for Aiden Childs. Well, no,
you actually have to have credentials because that's what happened at UNLV. They had a fake agent walk in and they was like,
mistakes were made.
I get what you mean, though.
But yeah, it's like, all right, that's all. I wanted to pass it on. So yeah, coming soon to a theater near you. NIL might be tacked onto your kid's tuition and the hot dog you just purchased. After they've tacked on how much money for how many streaming services to watch these goofball games.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.